Bruce Springsteen performs his anti-ICE song at Minneapolis show, "Sometimes You Have to Kick Them in the Teeth," by Warner Todd Houston on February 1, 2026. Leftist rocker Bruce Springsteen hit the stage at Rage Against the Machine frontman Tom Morello's concert in Minneapolis to perform his new anti-ICE and anti-Trump protest song for the first time on Friday. Before playing Streets of Minneapolis, Springsteen said, "I wrote this song and I recorded it the next day, and I sent it to Tom Morello." Springsteen said he told Morello, "I think it's kinda soapboxy." To which the guitarist replied, "Bruce, nuance is wonderful, but sometimes you have to kick them in the teeth." Morello held his concert with the proceeds to benefit the families of insurrectionist protesters, Renee Good and Alex Pretty, who were recently killed by immigration officers. Springsteen's appearance was not openly billed and was listed as a special guest in the concert promo materials, according to Stereo.com. Now, Bruce Springsteen sings Streets of Minneapolis in minneapolispic.twitter.com/y6glitfkb. Davis, at Davis, January 30, 2026. Along with his life-filled anti-ICE screed, Springsteen also performed The Ghost of Tom Joad with Morello and John Lennon's Power to the People. Live, at Springsteen at First Avenue pic.twitter.com/xbookuu9bx. Matt Steichen, at Matt_Steich, January 30, 2026. Bruce Springsteen sang his newly released song, The Streets of Minneapolis, in a surprise appearance at a benefit show in Minneapolis Friday, to raise money for the families of Alex Pretty and Renee Good, who were fatally shot by federal immigration officers earlier this month. pic.twitter.com/roxy02t9x. CBS News, at CBS News, February 1, 2026. Morello is a longtime, extreme leftist who in May joined Springsteen in attacks on President Donald Trump in Boston with a stage backdrop graphic reading "Fuck Trump." He has also supported the so-called Free Palestine movement, is pro-abortion, and promoted face-scanning tech fears. In June of 2018, he even suggested that liberals should organize groups of children to be used to push in front of ICE agents to impede immigration law enforcement. Back in 2016, Morello was even heard calling brutal, murderous Cuban dictator Fidel Castro a hero. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.